The five candidates at the Republican debate last night, mixing it up a little bit.
Vivek Ramaswamy decided to go after Nikki Haley during a question on the NBC debate about TikTok.
Well, I want to laugh at why Nikki Haley didn't answer your question, which is about looking at families in the eye. In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Nikki Haley then said,
here's the truth.
You're just
the easy
scum.
Answer.
You're just scum.
Front runner Donald Trump rallied supporters in nearby Hialeah.
And joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have our political analyst, John Creed. So, good morning, John. What did you think about Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott last night? What about their performances?
Well, I can think the cheap shot at the ambassador was outrageous, but that was he was trying to draw attention somewhere, and he didn't get it. Yesterday in the preview, I said one of the five has to try to come up to be the one-on-one to go against Trump. That did not happen. The Republicans did get to talk about the economy and so forth. I was surprised, Christine, that the moderators didn't bring up the abortion question to the last question.
And what do you think about the answers? Do you think that they're trying to straddle both sides of the fence? What do you think about that?
I think you're right there. They tried to show that, and again, the ambassador Haley brought up that the Republican position has to get 60 votes in the Senate, and that wouldn't happen. So, be realistic. I thought, in view of the issue, and they're not getting help from like the Catholic bishops on the question. I think they did as good as they can. I believe that the five of them did not convince the audience that Trump can't win in November of 2024.
So what do you think the next, I guess there's another one of these planned for the beginning of December. Do you think it's going to be more of the same?
I think so, unless something happens and some of these decisions might come out against Trump, and what that will do to him, I don't know. But I thought that the ambassador and the governor did the best of those five. But if you ask me for the winner of the debate, Trump was the winner because the other ones didn't make him a loser.
Well, we'll be checking in with you again the next time they debate, and maybe before that as well. That's John Creed, our political analyst, giving us his thoughts and analysis of that Republican debate last night. Thanks so much for joining us today.